I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Something is coming. Something spectacular. The anticipation arises looking forward to the event to be. Can you think of a time when you were told something amazing was going to happen? How did you feel? Anxious? Joyful? Expectant? Impatient? Maybe even doubtful? I wonder if all these emotions were felt by the disciples when Jesus promised them that the Holy Spirit was going to come. But the exact time was not laid out, only that it would happen soon. And then that four-letter word that makes us squirm inside. Wait. In Acts 1:4-5, Jesus says, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Jesus had spoken about the Holy Spirit before to them, even promising that it was good for him to go to the Father so the Holy Spirit could come to the disciples. And Jesus even promised that they would do even greater things than he did on earth through the Holy Spirit. The book of Acts is filled with the miraculous accounts of these greater things. But how must have the disciples felt in the moment? Jesus had been killed, then he rose again and appeared to them. He spent time with them, ate breakfast with them, but then he leaves them for heaven. They're staring up into the sky, waiting for something to happen when two angels appear and ask why they're staring. I wonder if they remembered his promise of the Holy Spirit in that moment. That little word wait seemed like an eternity probably. Maybe doubt started to creep in. How is this true in our lives today? Does God promise his presence, but ask us at the same time to wait for him in his timing? This can be hard to do sometimes. We don't control the Holy Spirit, after all. He indwells and controls us and moves where he wills. Kind of reminds me of an engagement to be married. The promise is made, the ring given, the question asked and answered. But then there is that period of waiting and preparing for the actual event to come. What are we doing in our interim time of waiting for the Holy Spirit to move? Are we preparing our hearts and minds for the moment, or are we lapsing into doubt or forgetfulness? The Holy Spirit is going to move, but are our eyes open to his moving when he chooses to do so? It reminds me of Jesus' parable of the wedding feast and the women who were instructed to have their lamps burning, to be ready. For that is our responsibility, to soften and ready our hearts for the Holy Spirit's moving. The moving itself is completely up to him. And when the Holy Spirit moves, we will be forever changed. Book of Acts describes the moving of the Holy Spirit like tongues of fire or like a rushing wind. He's not a kitty cat to be tamed, but a majestic wild lion who follows no one but himself and his own will. For he is God, existing in the triune Godhead with the Father and the Son, and his will is always best for us. If you are in a posture of waiting, he is going to move. You will never be the same, and it is oh so worth it. Will he take you out of your comfort zone? Absolutely. But there is no better place to be than in the comfort of his will. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.